This is the Purple Project Podcast coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas. As usual, Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Daily The Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on in the latest around Kansas State Athletics. And we have not talked about one sport for quite a while, in a few months, and that is golf, folks. So this will be a golf update on the podcast, getting a little shout out on here on the Purple Project Podcast. We talked about everything else except golf, and we apologize for that, as they've been kind of been thrown into the little hidden in the basement a little bit. But today, as I'm recording this will be out tomorrow, along with the newest edition of the weekly edition, episode 90, which will focus primarily on basketball, getting ready for the Big 12 tournament. Golf. Okay, so earlier today, as I'm recording this on the 8th, the golf men's golf team finished in the third spot team-wise, but it got a big boost from Luke O'Neill, who battled to a third place finish day, 20 under par, which equaled out to an 844 after the final round of the Colecton River Collegiate in South Carolina. So the men's team have been in the tournament as well. We have not been following them as much. Again, apologies for that, but we got them in here. Finally, I've been wanting to get golf in here, but of course, basketball has been dumbing the headlines. Baseball getting going and things like that. But golf is getting the headlines here on this edition of the Daily. Luke O'Neill scoring a 20 under par there in South Carolina today. K-State quarter, a 10 under par, 278 final round. Actually, they play their best golf today in this tournament, folks. When you look at it, as a unit, 18 holes there to close out the match and capture the second straight top five finish. And it's actually their fourth of the season. So, like I've been saying, they've been under the radar so far. Not really giving any much attention to, and well, they should be getting a little. They need to get more paid attention to, in this instance here. Sorry, I'm trying to do some minor double tasking here on the daily. But Luke O'Neill, huge performance from him again in the individual title. He actually clinched a share of the individual title today with a 14 under 202 par. Luke O'Neill, a sophomore, and I remember this name from these dailies from last year. He was in the conversation last year, so this is not a surprise to me. He is from Ireland, so overcross the pond, folks, getting it done for K-State. And K-State's performance has been pretty good, pretty solid this year. So we need to give a round of applause to that as well. In clutch time, closeout time, he closed out the match with a 6 under par 66 in this final round to clinch the championship. Clinched the individual title. The third round was his best individual. See the team and Luke say their best for last. That's how you're supposed to do it. Close it out with a flourish. It's not how you start, it's how you finish a thing. And this is a perfect example of that. The third round, well, I already covered that. I have my notes here. The 202 final score was his all-time low, 54 hole. And there, O'Neill tallied 39 pars in his tournament with 13 birdies and an eagle and just a single bogey throughout this tournament over the 54 holes. Head coach Grant Robbins, the head coach of this men's basketball team, quoted, "What a performance for Luke." And he again goes on to say, quote, "To go 54 holes with only one bogey was incredible," end quote. With his first championship of his career, O'Neill becomes the first Wildcat to win an individual title since Jeremy Gandon. Woo! In the 2019 Mission in Spring Spectacular, while it was the 41st individual championship in school history. Also, he shared his title, talking about back to O'Neil, with Adam Wallen of Ohio State. So he clinched a share of the championship. Big deal. Big deal for K-State. Obviously, what's going on the men's side with, of course, basketball faltering a little bit. Baseball, well, not, I shouldn't say faltering. Faltering in a big-time way. We all know the news on Bruce Weber. I ain't getting into that right now. I'm going to save that for the weekly edition tonight, once we record it. It's been a busy day for me. I've pretty much worked a 10.5-hour shift. So let's get into this now. K-State now has picked up big-time wins against 4 ranked opponents this year. This has been overlooked as well. 26th-ranked South Florida, Michigan State, who was 28th-ranked, Ohio State, who just knocked off 36th-ranked, and number 41st, another Big Ten team. So these three, Indiana, 3 of the 4 Big Ten teams KJ just knocked off in this tournament. They just were shy under Georgia Southern as well. Also, to be of note here, veterans Tim Tillsman's a junior on this golf team and senior Will Hopkins were both tied for 15th place with a 3 under par, 213. Excuse me, Hopkins recorded a 2 under par 70, 70 under par in his final round. While Tillman's man capped off his performance with a even par that equaled out to be a 72. As well, and the Wildcats coming from this good, another soft performance from this tournament, the Collectin River tournament here, and they got to turn right back around. Next week, they're going to be going right back in action. They're going to be going traveling to Lafayette, Louisiana, next week, March 14th and the 15th, for the Louisiana Classics there next week. I don't know the days for that one. I'm assuming since the St. Patrick's Day races are on next Saturday, that's got to be early next week. Early next week sometime. Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, if my memory is exactly correct on that. But congratulations to Luke O'Neil, clinching a share of the championship title of the Collectin River tournament out there in Bluffington, South Carolina. So, Goff, you got your game on here in the Purple Parts Podcast. Finally, we got you on here on the show in a big way, too. And we'll make sure we definitely got to start keeping tabs on this golf team. We got him on here for the first time in quite a while here in the Purple Project Podcast. You can get that wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to wrap it up for right now. I'm getting ready to here in a couple hours record episode 90 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly. Again, if you have not checked out the latest edition of the podcast, the weekly edition, episodes 88 with Keelan Valentine, and we dropped 89 last week. Do that right now wherever you get your podcast. And we'll have a championship tournament preview. The Big 12. We'll focus on the Cats at least anyways. See what they got to do here as well. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!